Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
Did you ever wonder?
I do.
Did you ever wonder
why the sun always rises,
but the stars never fall?
Why dry land is never satisfied by water?
And why fire never says enough?
Enough. I'm talking about things that God's showing me, and they're hugely significant and wonderful, and so I'm very thankful for brothers and sisters who call me on stuff, and my wife, who will always tell you.
No, he's wrong.
He's wrong a lot, okay? But don't you think, really, that someone's creation reflects them, right? If you paint something or you write poetry, it's going to reflect you. Well, God's creation really does. And if you think about God's heart in his creation, don't you think that family is at the heart of it, right? Because if you look at a bear with his cubs or a robin, right, with its nest, I mean, think of how family is just all over. I mean, think how many Christmas movies, a billion of them, have to do with family and home and this whole concept. And so it's a reflection of God and the whole deal. So when you think about it, God's hand really is a huge deal in Scripture. And it's been extended to you personally, really has, as your father or like a father would lead his child, and I hope you had a good father to see that picture, but how about a husband that takes your hand to the altar, right? The hand is there. So if you ever go to a Passover Seder, which is a picture of what Jesus was going to do, it's in Exodus 6, they have four cups of wine that they drink at a Passover Seder, and they are celebrating these four things that God said to Moses when he told him he was going to take him out of Egypt. So here's a different take on Exodus 6 and 7 than maybe you've ever heard. But I'm going to read this the way I believe it was meant to say, because it's kind of like a marriage ceremony between God and the children of Israel, which he very much says, tell the children, which is Ben, you know, my sons, tell them and my daughters, I'm going to bring them out. So here's the way I believe it reads. Do you, God, promise to take your children, Israel, to bring them out of bondage? God says, I will. To deliver them, God says, I will. To be their kinsman redeemer, God says, I will. Those are the first three cups of wine that Jesus drank at the Last Supper with his 12. And the last one he didn't drink that night. And the last cup is, I will take them, and will you, God, take them to be yours? And God said, I will. Now, here's an amazingly beautiful thing. I just saw it this morning, Bill. At the end of each of those statements in Hebrew, there's extra letters, and they put extra letters in to signify something, but it has to do with the word I will. And what it is in Hebrew, it would be called a yud and a tav. Well, if you look at those letters in ancient Hebrew, the way that Moses perhaps wrote them, it was a hand and a cross. I'm not kidding you. So when he said, I will, the way that you would say that in Hebrew, if you were attaching it to something that you were going to do, you would attach a hand and a cross. So think about the beauty of this passage. When God said that he's going to take you out of bondage, he's going to deliver you, he is going to be your kinsman redeemer, and he is going to take you to be yours. And the way he said, I will, I couldn't be, it was just unbelievable. I have it, by the way, at christiancarguy.com. You can see it.
Do you ever wonder?